Recently, my cousin said to me, "I wish I could hear what's going on inside your head for 24 hours.
I looked her right in the eyeballs with the retort, "Are you sure?"
One of my favorite pastimes is looking forward to an event, but especially a kinky one. For me, getting ready for a party can be just as exciting as the party itself. Check out the post I wrote last summer before the Shadow Lane Labor Day party. Just thinking about it makes my mind get all a-twitter with ideas of ways to make my own interactions at the gathering exciting and sensually twisted, filled with original ways to turn my play partners on. In a week's time, I get to attend a special kinky party in Las Vegas. I've decided to invite you, my reader, to ride along in my head with my cousin if she dares. You might find my approach odd, unorthodox, and unusual, but to be sure, you will not find it boring. To begin, I never have an attachment to who will attend or really what will actually happen once I'm there. That is the key to what makes this a most thrilling ride. Thinking about creating something new to bring to a party titillates my mind. What can I do that would be sexy and edgy for others to enjoy? Then I wallow in my head and review several past saucy encounters. This could take days of serious thought. What made those capers so stimulating for both myself and my play partner? And what can I do to emulate that joie de vivre feeling again? I've been doing this kind of critical thinking for well over a quarter century, and I can always count on something sexy surfacing. Okay, here it comes, bubbling up. Over the last few years, I've noticed that while spanking an adorable submissive's girly bottom, I sometimes start humping them. Yes, you heard me correctly. Hump, as in what every dog wants to do. It's easy to explain why I do the humping thing. Though female in body parts and mind, I've got loads of testosterone. Deciding to take a closer look at the humping situation, I thought further. How do my lovely subs react to my hump? Well, because I always request a bottom wiggle of approval throughout my scenes, I'm able to tell if they don't like what I'm doing. If they wiggle while I play with them, they like what I'm doing. If they stop wiggling, they don't like it, and I stop. Recalling those scenes in my twisted mind, I realize that I've never really been asked to stop. In truth, many of these lovely ladies even rock with me as I hump them. I suppose that means they like it. Yes, you heard me right. With that exciting revelation, I continue my thought. What other things could I do to them that could continue to turn us both on? Maybe secretly, or not so secretly, they'd want me to do more. Perhaps something more invasive than only the paddling of their tushies and some body bumping. That is the moment when a cool new idea came to mind. Create a safe space for girls who are probably not lesbians but are girl curious to express, watch, and maybe even play directly with one another in ways they would like, but perhaps never have. I contacted the sponsor of the party and shared my revelation with him. Now we have a sweet new event on the weekend's calendar, and here is the announcement. Girls only. Welcome to all persons identifying as female who are interested in having some private female-female playtime. Think of it as a steamy warm-up to a spectacularly sensual and erotic weekend. This event is meant to give each lady an opportunity to challenge her own personal boundaries in regards to the sensual aspects of female-female play. Personally, I'd like to see each of you squirm with delight.
know that this is a safe space for sexy chatter, flirting, game playing, watching, or engaging in fantasy. Remember, whatever happens at Girls Only stays at Girls Only. Admission requires you to bring something edgy to show and tell all of us. Something perhaps taboo and secret? So, start fantasizing about something you've always wanted to say, see, or do with other ladies, but just never have. Your own titillating costumes and fantasy toys are, of course, welcome. Be timely, because along with show and tell, I'll be sharing a few salacious stories that may start some interesting conversations. Also, in my bag of goodies, I'll have at least my candles for waxing, ginger for figging, and clippies for, well, you can decide. And if you play together well, you might leave with a gift from me. The door will be guarded for privacy and security. I'm so looking forward to the mischief we make. Signed, Your Bodacious Madam. Stay tuned. I'll let you know what happens next.